Professor George Williams, constitutional law expert of the University of New South Wales, says the Murawari Republic's declaration is nothing more than symbolic.
Look, the situation is similar whether you're an Aboriginal person asserting sovereignty or a non-Aboriginal person asserting that you're your own separate country or state, like Prince Leonard of Hutt. The law is the same in both cases. The High Court has been very clear in making it clear that there's a single national sovereignty. It's possible to have treaties to recognise all sorts of parts of subsidiary sovereignty, if you're like a lower tier part of government, but no one can separate entirely away from the Australian nation state.
So if other Aboriginal groups did also follow the lead of the Murawari people and began declaring their own sovereign state, would the Australian government be forced into any kind of reaction, or could they just carry on business as normal without really paying much attention or much acknowledgement to these new so-called sovereign states?
Look, people are entitled to do these things if they wish as matters of political statements, but the Australian government would just continue to apply the law to them as it would anyone else, and it would just be business as usual. The only way an issue would arise would be if someone, having asserted their sovereignty, for example, refused to obey the road rules, refused to pay their tax, or refused to do the normal sorts of things to which Australian law applies. If that occurs, then that group of people would find themselves faced with the force of the state and the potential of the consequences that go with breaching the law.